I've got Paro Anand with me in the studio, and she has been writing children's, you know, literature for years now, and not just for little kids, for young adults and even adults. But you've never written for, you know, your set or my set. You've never written like adult sort of literature. Are you kind of ducking?
I've written for very little kids.
Yeah.
I've written for tweens, I've written for teens, I've written for young adults. And believe it or not, I've written for women in their 70s and 80s, which I haven't yet reached.
70s, 80s.
70s and 80s. A lovely book. I really enjoyed writing it. I haven't written my age group, except one story, which is going to be coming out soon, which is about a woman who wants to murder her husband, which actually I wrote on a day when I'd had a huge fight with my own husband.
Was he avoiding you after the book? After the story,
I didn't show it to him for the longest time.
Okay,
and years later, it's going to come out in a collection of women who are writing on murder.
Wow. Okay. Well, you should just like sort of put a cute little bow and sort of hand it. Here's a little gift. So anyway, so coming around to, you know, writing for children, while it may seem like easy, but I understand and I know this, that while, you know, children across the world, and that's probably true for people in various different age groups, grappling with similar things, no matter which background you come from. But at the same time, they're also vastly different, right?
Yeah.
How do you get into their minds and know what it is that these young kids are thinking about right now, and this is going to grip them? Because I see that this teen story that you're writing is as real as it can get,
yeah,
but with a whole dollop of hope, right?
Yeah.
So how do you get into their heads? And I asked this of the author Jeff Kinney, who, The Diary of a Wimpy Kid,
right,
when I interviewed him, I asked him the same question. So what would you say?
For one thing, I don't find it difficult. It comes really easy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It always flows. Each story finds its level and its own age group. I don't decide that this is a story that I'm going to write for this age group.
Oh, is that so?
It finds itself.
Right.
Honestly, sounds a bit cheesy, but honestly,
no, that's,
that,
I think,
that
makes
is,
sense. That,
that
sounds
true,
like logic.
That is,
yeah,
the true answer. I write reality because I think there's so much there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to slip off into fantasy. I would write fantasy, I think, if it were to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Stories basically are coming to me. Wingless is a book which is largely fantasy, although the origins of that story are from something which I saw in classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I write that I write these stories and I get into the heads of kids because I work a lot with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with over 300,000 children over the course of many years.
Yeah.
So because of my interaction with them, and some of the stories bring out an honesty in them,
mm-hmm,
and an openness.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and from there I get really inspired. Some stories, though, you know, that have come to me, a line which has come to me,
mm-hmm,
takes years before the story actually gets written.
Oh wow. It's that's what I've heard about, like in writing songs, literally,
yeah,
pluck them out of thin air.
Yep.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Which is the scary thing, because you never know whether it's going to come.
Okay,
you
all
want,
right.
Something comes.
Oh, creator. Oh, great one. Send me something. Okay, we're talking to Paro Anand. Lots bits of conversation coming up. Like Smoke, her book. If you haven't picked them up for your kids, do so now, right away. Okay, stick around.